When did you know that he was going to be this good or this special?
We always had expectations. You know, when Mr. Porter bought him as a yearling, he looked the part. Larry Jones thought he was one of the best, maybe the best he'd seen at the sale.
Uh-huh.
When I got him in, Larry Jones actually galloped him for me at Keeneland early in the spring before I got him, and he had big hopes for the way he went. Everything we've done, it just gets better and better. And when he won that maiden race and finally broke through, then you could just see that the lights went on.
You know, the races down in Arkansas, I think, you know, just he just seemed to be so well in hand, and Mike did, and him communicated, but he just seemed to be doing everything so easily.
Pretty much the way he is all the time.
I guess the great ones kind of make it look easy.
Yeah, exactly.
Three Hall of Fame trainers in the this year's Derby, all looking for their first Kentucky Derby win. How special would it be?
Would be great.
Yeah.
Would be great. You bet.
Well, I just want to tell you that on behalf of everyone here, it's very, very special to have Richard Mandela with a big shot in this Kentucky Derby.
Well, thank you. That's nice.
Well, you're one of the class acts of our game and our sport, and it's been a tremendous honor to watch you, and particularly with this horse.
Well, it's my acting skill.
Well, I don't think you have to act too much, Richard. Thank you so much, sir.
Appreciate it.
Okay.